Oh, look! Hunter's wife is even wearing a hat. Wow.
It's a lovely hat.
Oh, she didn't want to be left
that.
Out.
Hot Thursday.
That is... That is participation right there. Fantastic. Welcome to episode 42 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am, therefore, I think, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I was the first-round draft pick in tonight's NBA draft.
My name's Jason Lamb, a resident Canadian, and I just got back from playing a softball game.
Nice! Does that explain the hat?
That explains the hat, and why I'm sweating profusely.
Cool.
That's not why you're sweating profusely.
Be honest. Be honest.
So, is there... Why softball?
Because softball. It's a league at my work.
Cool. Yeah, do you enjoy it? Like, do you like playing?
I do. It's great. There's about... There's four different divisions and about 40, I'm going to say 50 different teams.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
So softball's pretty big up in Canada.
Not really. It's just none of us are good enough to play baseball.
Ball's not very soft now, is it?
No.
Oh, no. I have been hit in the face by a line drive before. Not a soft ball at all, actually.
It's nothing kinda soft sucks. About this softball. No.
It's like getting punched in the face. And
now that I'm familiar with.
Yeah. I haven't been punched in the face in a while. I think I'll keep that streak alive, maybe. I don't know. But Jason, it's actually fortuitous that you're wearing a hat, because for those of you who don't know, there's... really not much reason you would, but tonight is hat night on the One More Podcastle. That's going to be the theme for our retro showdown. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, guys, because first we have to wonder, have you guys played any old video games lately?
Jason's been too busy playing softball.
No, I've actually played. Hold on.
Wait for it.
Oh.
It's coming. Canada style. Canada strong.
I was discussing this last time.
I gave in and I bought a 3DS.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Very nice.
So I've been playing a lot of that.
Which one's that one?
Yes! Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda.
Zelda.
So how is it?
It is great. It is. I'm going to actually beat Ocarina of Time.
Oh, Jason.
Wow.
Yay.
I'm filled with warm fuzzies right now. I remember my first time. It was good.
Oh, it's good. It's not my first.
It was real good.
But I just find it weird going back after about, 13 years since I last played it.
Other than the added 3D aspect, did they change anything else? Like, did they revamp the graphics?
Only the character models, so it sees... somewhat good-looking character models running through just horrible textured worlds.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but this actually doesn't look too bad.
Huh. I'm kind of curious to see that now.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. So I really like it in the portable format. So, yeah.
To pick that up someday.
I've been playing a lot of that.
Cool.
Is that the only game you got, or did you get more?
I got Animal Crossing.
Okay, let's move on to me.
What have you been playing, Hunter?
So I picked up the Midway Treasures games, the arcade treasure games for the PlayStation 2. I got the 1, 2, and 3, and on the second one has one of my all-time favorite arcade games of all time. And that's XYBots. Have you ever played that?
I don't know that one. I know other Williams titles, but not XYBots.
So XYBots is kind of like an over-the-shoulder shooter going through like a 3D maze kind of a thing. It's a little confusing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so, you know, you got a gun, you're shooting like robots and little floating face creatures of sorts, and then after each level you can get you pick up coins along the way, and then you can upgrade your weapons, or you can slow down the rate that you die because you lose health throughout as you're playing. But one of the things that the port doesn't really work correctly that the arcade was great at is there's to be able to move to that in that third dimension. Mm-hmm. On the arcade, you actually had to twist the joystick either to the left or the right. And that would change your perspective of which wall you were looking at. And in the PlayStation 2, it's just like the left and right buttons at the top.
Yeah.
But that was one of the neatest things, was to be able to twist and turn and still strafe left and right while trying to shoot and dodging fire.
That sounds like a really intense experience for arcade. I mean, collecting coins to upgrade your weapons, and that sounds like a great console port concept.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's like a perfect one-to-one port of it, so I've been putting many hours into that.
Sweet.
And Mortal Kombat 2 is on there too, so I've been playing Mortal Kombat.
Nice, nice.
I love Mortal Kombat 2. I need to play that again. That's a good game. Liu Kang all the way.
This one on the Midway Arcade Treasures 2 is probably the closest port from the arcade.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah. Like, the nice. Character sprites are on the correct dimensions, and it's crisp enough, and totally worth the $4 that I purchased it for.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I got all three of them for, like, $8.
Steal.
No, I purchased them.
Oh. Thank you for clarifying, Captain Specific.
No problem.
Wow, this is the most obnoxiously...
Wow, we get it. You're American.
Yeah, and it's baseball. Nice. It's softball night.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Speaking of games, it's been a really weird week for me. My wife is on vacation, so we've been painting the house. And I've actually had a job interview and lined another one up.
Nice.
So I've been busy, but I have two encounters with games I'll mention. I didn't technically play a game, but
you should just look at them.
I have a couple experiences I'd like to share. Okay. One of them, real quick, my job interview was at a mall. Marketing assistant to the office is what I'm going for.
Nice.
The point is, the mall has a small arcade, so I was walking through, and they have House of the Dead 2.
Nice.
So there's a possibility that might become a lunch break game, you know.
That's awesome.
And since me and the wife are familiar with the Wii port, she might just have to come up and we'll beat ourselves some legit cabinet style.
Nice.
House of the Dead 2. So, but it's always nice to see that huge machine there with the big screen and get to hold the gun and have my own fast trigger style. It was a good feeling. My other thing was, this isn't technically game related, but I'm going to force it to be. I'm going to kind of sock piano gaming into this, if you will.
Every time.
It's been too long.
Yeah. There's a pool. It's like a public, it used to be a quarry. They made it to a giant pool with water slides and stuff. The point is, went on a family trip there, and I have a nephew who, long story short, has a heart condition. Recently went to the doctor, and he has to wear a device that monitors his heart. And he has like wires attached to it, and it looks like a portable gaming device, but it has like numbers on a readout and stuff. And he hates it. Understandable. He's like 9. I mean, yeah. Nobody likes a gadget hooked into them. But I was thinking, like, he's probably not the only kid out there who hates their little electronic bulky medical device attached to him. Why don't they put games onto those things? Like, that seems like it should be a natural home run idea. Like, just put a couple games
like
you can play.
Like the N64 biometric Tetris?
Yeah, right. Put biometric, yeah. Like, I was talking to someone else about it. They were joking, like, oh, you can make, like, ooh, see how fast you can make your heart rate. I mean, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, but that's an awful idea.
You're just shooting back Red Bulls all day.
Yeah.
Oh, high score.
High score, yeah. Well, see, you got to think, though. I mean, pretty much every programming language that's ever been in existence, somebody has made a video game on it.
Yeah.
So, that, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure
probably...
it's only running, you know, C or Basic or Java or...
And that's a great point, is there's probably already games for whatever programming language is used for the software on that machine just put a few games on there for the kid. He would love it rather than hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a thought.
Put some Wi-Fi on it and have an eShop that you can download from anywhere.
That would be fantastic.
Maybe play some XY bots. That's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Good choice. Maybe some Animal Crossing.
If it makes it feel better, I also bought Mega Man 2.
Oh, from the eShop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That does make me feel better, but it is kind of weird. I mean, you hate Mega Man, so no one's forcing you to buy it.
I'm going to try to love it. I'm going to give it a legitimate chance.
That's twisted yet admirable of you.
See, I don't know if I want him to play Mega Man.
I'm conflicted, too. I'm like, I don't know what to think of this right now.
Like, I want you to unpurchase your purchase. Like, that's kind of how I feel right now.
To be totally honest, it was one of the few games worth buying on the eShop.
Well, they did put Spelunker on there. Recently.
Say it again?
V's is on there.
What?
Six V's.
I don't think it is.
It should be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a Battleship ripoff. And Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Always a good sign.
I think you'd like V's. You should try V's.
Yeah?
Vis-a-vis.
Vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis.
Vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis, V-V?
V.
All right.
I'd rather you play that than Mega Man 2. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, well then.
Because if you don't like V's, that's fine. I mean, I like V's. I think it's a great game.
But if I hate Mega Man 2, then...
Yeah,
I think...
Yeah.
Mole Mania is on the eShop. That's a decent game.
All right. I'll check some of these out. There just seems to be every Mario game that wasn't on the Super Nintendo, every Sonic game, and every Mega Man game.
That wasn't... Yeah, every Sonic game that wasn't on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which would be all of them, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, it would be. You're right.
It would be.
I'm confused now. Blast processing.
What are we going to do about blast processing? What are we going to do? It's so revolutionary. It's blowing my mind. I mean, blast processing.
Processing.
Is going to change the game. I mean, Nintendo is screwed. When that Genesis hits the market, NES is not going to sell any more units. I mean, Nintendo is...
They're in trouble, man. They're in trouble.
Huge trouble.
Because you got to think, you're going from two buttons to three.
Oh. I can't wait to see what that does.
That completely changes the control scheme. Yeah. Right there.
And, I mean, it's the 90s now. Kids are rebellious. They don't want a box that looks like a VCR. They want that slick, sexy black goodness that the Genesis has to offer. As a Nintendo fan, that's a pretty system, I have to admit.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking...
I will say this. They really had the parents in mind because they have that headphone jack on the front of it. So you can just pop that in and the sound goes straight to the headphones. I mean, come on. Killer.
Before that, you had to rely on your television having a headphone jack, and not all of them do. In fact, a lot of them don't now.
Yeah, you got to get a very expensive TV set to get a headphone jack on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Genesis is where it's going to be at.
Yeah. Sega is the future.
I'm excited about E3.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see the games. Like, just the short clip we've seen at the Consumer Electronics Show where they showed off blast processing and what it could do. I have never seen sprite animations like that in my life.
Nintendo shouldn't even bother showing up to E3.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. 1990 is going to be looked back upon as when Sega just took over. Yeah. And forget Atari, forget Nintendo. We're all going to be playing Sega machines from now on.
Yeah. They should just send in a fax. Like, these are our release dates.
Yeah. I mean, what other company could possibly compete right now? I don't know where Sega came from. I mean, you'd almost have to have another technology hardware company like Toshiba get involved or something like that, you know? Like,
Panasonic.
Panasonic!
Yeah.
Imagine if they came out with a Sonic game.
Ooh.
Panasonic, the warthog. He's really slow.
He would be. He would be extremely slow.
What is Nintendo going to do? Find out next week. We'll reveal all. Blast processing.
Blast that blast processing.
What?
My wife handed this to me the other day. It makes a little electronic dog barking noise. But if you play it several times in a row, it gets slower and slower. Like the dog is dying. I find it amusing.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. So no duck bill horn tonight, just a dying dog.
You have one new message. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. First new message.
Yeah, have you started recording?
Yes, as I have pressed both the play button and the record button and depressed the pause button.
Excellent, excellent. Hello, One More Podcastle, if that is your real name. I hear tell that you're retro, huh? You ain't retro! You ain't nothing!
Yeah, you're not retro. You're the furthest from retro I've ever witnessed. You probably think the NES is retro.
Yeah, when was the last time you ever played Adventure on the original hardware?
Never!
Yeah, and I've done it this morning!
And I bet you haven't even played any games on the oscilloscope.
Yeah, pathetic.
I bet you haven't even used a computer that's old, that's bigger than your house.
Yeah, I've got a hard drive the size of a tractor tire. What size is yours, eh? Probably something you put in your mobile phone.
I have a mobile phone. It's so mobile it travels through the galaxy at 217 kilometers per second. It's so convenient. It sits on my street corner and takes 10 pences.
I bet you haven't even played the original Difference Engine invented by Charles Babbage. No.
I used to play that all the time. Games have gone downhill so much since then.
I love computing the values of polynomial functions. So fun!
I remember when I got my first stone circle. It's so retro, it's powered by prayer and mysticism.
Yeah, what did you call that one again? Was it called the Stonehenge or something?
Yeah, the original classic. Well better than the Stonehenge 360.
Yeah, that's the one with a really gimmicky cross-god chat that you've got to pay for, eh? If you ask me, it's an unnecessary cost, especially if you're trying to aim for a monotheistic view. That's all I'm saying. I am, however, really interested in the Stonehenge one.
Yeah, they pretty much heard your complaints on that front.
Yeah, I'm so glad they just decided to listen to the consumer. More modern games companies need to do that. Which brings us to our question. CPU?
If the Earth was going to explode Krypton-style, and along with your baby son you were only able to save one artifact from the Earth, and you decided it was going to be a retro game, what game would you send, and why?
Thanks for your time, guys. Hope to hear back from you. Bye!
What do you guys think?
I'm gonna go against the obvious. And I'm going to pick Superman 64, if only to warn the future of our past mistakes.
Wow. Very nice, Jason. Very nice.
I like the subtle implication that the Earth is being destroyed because Superman 64 is so bad.
Never again.
That's awesome. Wow. And it's a Superman reference.
Exactly.
That's a super clever answer. Wow, I got nothing after that.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go for the obvious.
That's a great answer.
You win, Jason. We don't usually have winners, but when we do, you win.
Excellent.
Hunter, any thoughts to add?
I was going to pick Tetris. Because if anything, I mean, it's going to give my son something to do on the ride over. So
there you go. Are you thinking like Game Boy maybe or NES version?
No, NES.
Okay. Okay, cool.
And then Nintendo, not the Tengen, so.
Yes, man.
But, I mean, that game goes on forever. So, I mean, like, you can, realistically, you can play that constant, like, nonstop.
No, it's true. You can play it for 20 years and still be improving your skills.
Yeah.
The depth of that game is insane. I was torn because on the one hand, like, I want to kind of bring Star Tropics. It's my favorite game, but it's kind of unfair of me to, like, try and force my son to be like me. I don't want to be completely like that. Like, I don't want to expose him to it, but if it's just one game, I will go with the obvious choice. I was going to go Super Mario Brothers. Not even Super Mario Bros. And Duck Hunt. Just give him... Here's the game that sets the platforming formula standard.
It's a solid choice.
Yeah, even if he only gets the cartridge and can't play it, it's a very pretty, like, trophy to set on his shelf somewhere someday that he can't play. And everyone can marvel, Super Mario Bros. What is that? I don't know, man.
My daddy gave it to me before he died, and I cherish it with me always.
Is that how he talks in space?
This thing's got a computer in it!
That voice!
They could build a rocket ship to send me across the universe, but I can't play this cartridge.
My mom gave me $1 and dropped me off at the parking ride.
This game must be the most advanced technology ever. I can't even play it. Alien technology, man. Awesome.
And with that, CPU and RAM from the Computer Beeps series of the Down 24X podcast. I hope you're satisfied, because that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Would love to hear from some listeners, though. Feel free to email us, comment on the podcast page, tweet us your answer. If you could save one video game artifact, what would it be? In the meantime, let's take a music break. Waterbird Lies by Mike Larry Draw. Some sweet little chiptune material for you 8-bit fans from an album full of 8-bit chiptunes. Check it out. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
Part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro video game. We haven't told the others what we picked, but we have 1 minute to reveal it, talk a little about it, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, can vote for your favorite of the three on a poll on the podcast page. So we highly encourage you to do that. Please leave a comment too. And that's the Retro Showdown.
Yeah.
In fact, 2 episodes ago, the theme was part threes, so games that were the third part of a series, and the winner was Hunter with Darkstalkers 3 in episode 40, beating out Earthworm Jim 3D and John Madden Football 2, 13-11-3. Dang.
Lame.
Hunter is on a roll.
The Juggernaut's back.
Even your brother won his week. I mean, the Hunters just got it.
They just week. Got it.
What are we going to do?
They just got it.
A juggernaut. The juggernaut.
Whoa.
Calm down.
Throwing it out there.
Just calm down.
Well, you got a pretty good chance for next week.
Maybe. We'll see. Tonight's theme is actually hat-wearing protagonists. So, for those watching the video version, we're all wearing our hats tonight. And every game we've picked tonight, oh, look! Hunter's wife is even wearing a hat. Wow.
It's a lovely hat.
She didn't want to be left out.
Hat Thursday.
That is... That is participation right there. Fantastic. So, I have my game in mind with a hat-wearing protagonist. I don't know if helmets and other devices count.
No. Yeah, let's
set some ground rules first.
Let's set some ground rules.
I didn't pick a helmet. My protagonist is definitely wearing a hat. So if you guys picked helmets, you guys are chumps that aren't truly committed to this theme.
And I'm saying it now. Is it specifically a protagonist? And it can't be... for instance, can you have a game where everyone's wearing hats?
As long as the character you control is wearing a hat.
Done.
Okay.
That game's good.
The debate I had in my mind is I almost picked another Waldo game because Waldo wears a hat.
Yeah.
But I decided against it because you don't even control Waldo.
Yeah,
but
you need to control Waldo.
If one of you picked that, I wouldn't have been too upset. But I got one.
No, I picked a good game this week. So.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm excited about my game.
Womp womp.
Me too.
So.
All right.
Jason is our official timekeeper. He'll let me know when I have 1 minute on the clock.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You may begin.
Tonight I reached back to 1994 for a title released on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, developed by Blue Turtle. It's a game that also happens to fit last week's theme of bear games. I picked Adventures of Yogi Bear. Based on the popular cartoon classic, Adventures of Yogi Bear is a side-scrolling platformer with a gorgeous walking animation. It's kind of notorious for being super challenging. It has cartoony sound effects.
30 seconds.
You jump on enemies' heads, and Yogi Bear totally wears a green hat. Green is my favorite color. He also wears a green tie. Every level has background music. The graphics use lots of colors, and there are no boss fights. Adventures of Yogi Bear.
All right. Hunter, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you may begin.
All right, my pick for this week, ABWH, which is always be wearing a hat, is the Super Detective Dick Tracy, released on the Sega Genesis in 1991. You play as Dick Tracy in the side-scrolling arcade beat-em-up, taking to the streets to take down big boys gangsters. With the ability to jump, duck, shoot a pistol, you also have a Tommy gun at your disposal to take out the enemies and objects in the background. Each level has a series of sub-levels, and you are awarded bonus points if you can make it through without getting hit by various objects in the background. Dick Tracy for the Sega Genesis.
All right.
His hat is yellow.
It is. I guess I'll begin. My choice this week is the 1987 game released for the Nintendo Entertainment System, developed by Namco and published by Tangjin. This Eric Bailey favorite is RBI Baseball for the NES, featuring numerous baseball players wearing numerous colored hats, helmets, and even umpire masks. You control such veterans as George Brett, Dale Murphy, and Andre Dantzen, and up-and-coming players like Mike McGuire and Jose Canseco. That's RBI Baseball for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I'm sorry, did you just say Jose Canseco?
Yeah, I did. Not Jose, Jose.
And Mike McGuire.
Yeah, I was like, who's Mike McGuire?
Mike McGuire.
And such veterans as Andre Dawson playing in his rookie season.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. You squeezed in all three of those mistakes in the four character introductions you had.
Very Canadian of you. Very Canadian of you.
That was, Wow. I'm bringing a hockey game next week.
Oh, God. I'm just gonna...
Featuring such up-and-coming players as Mark Lemieux.
And Wade Gretzky.
Wade Gretzky. Played for the Los Angeles Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Rangers. Oh, and the Kings. Oilers. The Oiler Kings?
Yeah. The Played Oil Kings. Those.
The Kings of Oil.
We are the Kings of Oil. Go Blackhawks. Stanley Cup champs. Just saying. Yep,
yep. I'm a Red Wings fan.
I'm a Habs fan.
Why?
Why are all the baseball players in RBI Baseball overweight?
They're baseball the players. 80s.
No, you have to understand, Hunter. Modern sports benefits from a number of advances in diet, workout regimes, and just different chemical understandings that things like smoking are really bad for athletes. Mm-hmm. It was a different era back. Or cocaine.
Or steroids.
See, it wasn't a steroid era yet, so they have no muscle.
But they're also overweight and dumpy. I don't get it.
Babe Ruth was overweight and dumpy, and he's still considered one of the greatest baseball players of all time, if not the greatest.
But he's one guy. He's not the entire Mets team. Like, all of the Mets are overweight. Mets team.
Yeah, look at players now. Prince Fielder, he's a big guy.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they've met is mounds and mounds of cheeseburgers.
All right.
Wolfing
all right.
them down.
Yeah, just, okay.
Eating them puppies.
Cheeseburgers.
I will say, on the grand scheme of NES baseball games, RBI Baseball is probably one of my favorites.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. It's a very close second to Little League Baseball, but definitely
I know you
game.
Love your Little League Baseball.
I do, man. I love Little League Baseball. I think it's such a great game.
I have to ask, why Yogi the Bear?
Why RBI Baseball? Why'd you go and pick my favorite NES baseball game?
Why Dick Tracy? Oh, we're not. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you're asking yourself a question.
Why did I
we
bring
don't care
this?
About your game, Hunter. We don't care. We don't even care.
All right. Well.
Right? Just.
Oh, even, now, even the pitcher's all overweight. That's such a sad display of American athletics.
Well, it's to encourage the player. Hey, if these fat guys can do it, you can do it too.
Honestly, Hunter, you're the only one who didn't bring a fat guy.
No,
I
didn't.
Baseball teams. He brought Yogi Bear.
Yeah,
whose goal in life is to eat.
Well, big boy's a little overweight. That's why they call him the big boy. I mean, he's not the protagonist.
No.
And he doesn't wear a hat.
But I mean, who knows how many pounds Dick Tracy is packing under his trench coat, you know? He might
That's
be
true.
A fatty.
He does have a Tommy gun. Those are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, might be like resting the barrel on his belly. Not the barrel, the stock. Sorry. You don't want to put the barrel of a gun against your belly. That's a bad idea. No.
So do you think that in Yogi Bear, they didn't put bosses in because they were trying to be as kid-friendly as possible?
Sure. So, Jason.
That's it?
I thought we could have a conversation about it because that was a legit question. That's
now,
why I'm curious.
I have a question about Yogi Bear as well. Are you only collecting picnic baskets in every level?
No.
Nope. What
the picnic baskets you are jumping upon as temporary platforms when you collect them. But you're also collecting clocks.
Clocks
lots
only
and lots
give
of clocks.
You life, though.
They don't give you life.
If you collect 100, you get an additional life.
Right, but that's kind of weird. I don't
like,
get it.
Is there an actual end of each level, or do you have to... Oh, okay.
No, you reach an end, and then it has like a level completed screen. It tallies up your collectibles, and then you continue.
And birthday cakes. You
eventually,
can get birthday
the game
cakes.
Ends. Yeah, at the very end, there's like one big one that him and Boo Boo share. Hey, Boo Boo. Congratulations, you have saved Jellystone Park, it says.
Pow, there's no boss.
There's nothing no to bosses. Save it from.
What are you saving it from? You're just collecting cakes, clocks, and picnic baskets.
Maybe you're saving the park from high cholesterol and sugar content from the patrons that go there?
Not only that, but my theory is that Yogi Bear is the villain. And he's like rampaging around the park, killing all the animals.
Wow.
And once he escapes the park, that's why you've saved it. Because the crazy rampaging bear is now somewhere else.
This really isn't family friendly then.
You do stomp on a lot of animals, Jason.
Wow.
You say that like it's a good thing.
Yeah, you're just stomping on animals.
At least in my game, Dick Tracy is taking out criminals.
My game, you're straight up killing a bunch of animals. That's what you're doing. But that's most games, you know? It's nothing exceptional about that. It's not, I think, horrifying. I mean, if I named every game where you kill animals, I mean, there's a lot of games.
Weren't you both chastising me for bringing the grizzly hunting game last week?
Yeah, those are endangered species.
In my game, the bear is getting his revenge on. The bear is coming out and killing everything
else. That's why they made the hunting game. You have to go kill Yogi.
Yeah, that's right. And my game explains why Yogi's just on a animal stomping rampage.
Wow.
My friends.
That's...
How many levels are in the Yogi Bear?
Like 7 or 8. But they're super long.
Yeah. I'm watching a full play. It's 2 hours.
Wow.
In that full play, though, he is collecting every single item. I think if you don't do that, you can easily finish in like half the time. Oh, okay. Not that, I mean...
He's killing a lot of weasels.
Stomping right on their heads. And there's a little cartoony sound effect every time you kill one.
And then they explode.
It's glorious. Exploding weasels. Really looking for something bad to say about RBI Baseball.
Let's focus on Dick Tracy instead.
Let's talk about Dick Tracy. Great game.
Yeah.
So much better than the NES version.
You know what kind of reminds
me? So much better.
It's
like a crappy Punisher.
You mean a better Punisher?
No, it's a crappy Punisher.
The Punisher is good.
Yeah, the Genesis Punisher was good.
No, the NES game is good.
Oh, we're talking about that piece of crap. Okay, sorry.
It's good.
I am now welcome to the conversation.
Well,
it's a great cast of characters. It's a beautiful world that the game takes place in. The movie was really cool. And the final scene in the game, the last scene with Big Boy, is the same from you play out the movie. The
not
ending
really?
To the movie, yeah.
That's cool.
The movie's only okay.
So, like, they did... Oh, really?
It's not awesome. You said it was awesome. It's not
it's
awesome.
It's a great movie. It's one of the better comic book to movies adaptations.
Maybe at the time.
What? No, like now.
If you released it now, I don't think it stands up.
No, I don't... We wouldn't release it now. Madonna wouldn't be in it.
That's true.
This is true.
It'd probably be like Megan Fox or something.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Megan Fox. She's like a cancer. I have to admit literally a virus.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say it's. I like Tommy guns in my video games, like Time Splitters 2. It's like my favorite weapon, the double Tommies. So that's my critique of Dick Tracy. You can't dual wield the Tommy guns. So it's super lame.
Sorry. I agree. Jason?
Great. I'm glad you agree that Dick Tracy is lame.
It is.
Lame that you can't dual wield Tommy guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to.
Yeah. No, he did it all the time in the comics.
You should be able to tape like Tommy guns to Tommy guns. Like have
four
in your hands.
That'd be sweet.
Well,
also
in that case, I should be able to like do like a big head mode in RBI Baseball or play as aliens.
You already do. It's called the default mode.
It's awful. Yeah. They're so overweight. They are so overweight.
Yeah, Jason. RBI Baseball has the worst player graphics of any baseball game on the NES. By far.
Oh, you take that
worst
back.
Worst looking athletes.
Yeah, it has actual baseball players, though, unlike every other baseball game.
Yeah, but it's also racist. They're all look exactly the same.
What are you talking about?
They all look exactly the same is what I'm talking about. Doesn't matter what their height, weight, skin color, they look exactly the same.
It's about using your imagination.
Uniform palette slot. We're going to use that argument tonight?
Sure.
Well, if you use your imagination, my game is the best game ever created.
Yes, if you use your imagination, Yogi Bear is.
Your games don't even exist in my imagination. In my imagination, I've already won the retro showdown, In my imagination, I get a pony as a prize for winning the Retro Showdown as well. I also like in Dick Tracy how you get a punch bonus if you punch enemies to death.
That's correct. That's cool. Yes.
So you have a Tommy gun. Why are you also have a pistol?
The pistol's for shooting characters in the foreground, and the Tommy gun's for shooting characters in the background, so the game plays on two different planes.
It's a cool mechanic. I have to admit that, too.
It's like visually cool. I want to use the Tommy gun all the time.
That's true! I do, too. That's a good
it
point,
limits
Jason.
My Tommy gun use.
It's a little, yeah. A little much.
It's anti-Tommy gun.
Here's my question. His name isn't Tommy. It's Tracy. Shouldn't it be a Tracy gun? Or even a Dick gun?
Wow.
Tricky Dick
should
gun?
It be? Should it be? Is that... should we call it the Dick gun?
Maybe. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Well, so apparently Blue Turtle developer also developed a game called Magic Boy.
They did.
It looks identical to Yogi Bear. Looks identical.
Well, a few of their games have similar visual styles.
Yeah, they had some good pixel art. Okay.
The walking animation in Yogi Bear, one of the smoothest I've seen in video game history. It's a glory to behold. It changed my soul forever when I saw it.
Too bad there's really no gameplay aspects to it. I mean, that...
There's lots of moving and jumping.
Other than that, the walking animation. And rather than collecting coins or rings, you collect clocks, which have nothing to do with Yogi Bear. To get an extra life.
Picnic baskets.
Why do you always...
Question about Dick Tracy. Question about Dick Tracy?
Yeah.
When you get hit by a bullet, why do you turn into a ghost for 3 seconds?
So you don't get stuck in another enemy and the game would crash? They do that in lots of games?
But it's weird.
Even today, they still do those in games. It's weird. I don't know why they still do it.
Like half visible.
It's either that or you got the knockback, like in Castlevania. Or you get the...
Oh, you still manage to throw Castlevania in there.
And
I'm Eric Hunter. I'm contractually obligated to squeeze Castlevania or a ripoff thereof into every episode of One More Podcast.
Yeah, I get paid for it. Or you get the Legend of Zelda where you get hit and then you get like pushed by a giant like gust of air and suddenly you're on the other side of the screen. There's only so many ways to do it.
How...
Or you die if it's one-hit death.
How about bleeding? Like, you get shot and then you start to bleed. Like, that'd be a cool mechanic. That would make sense.
Yeah, they got that in lots of games.
Right, but not Dick Tracy.
Yeah, I'm watching a car chase right now in Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that's a fun level.
It looks fun. I don't get the bullet shot animations. So they're firing, bullet holes are appearing on your car.
Right.
And then they're appearing in the air around Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Bullet holes in the air.
Yeah. I don't understand what the issue is.
Bullet holes in the air.
Yes, Jason, I heard you. Bullet holes
Jason,
in the air.
Try using different words. Try using...
The bullets are somehow piercing the atmosphere around Dick Tracy and leaving physical holes in the space-time continuum.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't see what the issue is. What are you just stating a fact? He wears a yellow hat, too.
But why? Why do they
why
have
to sustain? Why is he wearing a yellow hat?
Sustain, that's what he does.
He's like the man in the yellow hat that owns Curious George. Is this like his secret nightlife identity? He goes around being all crime-fighty?
No, he doesn't own Curious George.
When Curious
he never
George
purchased
is
Curious
asleep,
George.
The man in the yellow hat goes around engaging in dangerous, unlawful vigilantism.
Well, that's a kidnapping then. That's not purchasing. He doesn't own him.
Well, that's even worse. Dick Tracy is a horrible role model.
He is.
Yeah, but he's got a Tommy gun. You want to say that to his face?
Yeah, but he doesn't use it.
If you're in the background, he does.
I'm
if
not.
You're like
so
across
as long
the
as
street
I say
and saying,
to
hey.
His face, I'll be safe.
No, he's got a pistol. Like, just
he can't.
You know, he gets the punch bonus, too. You know that, right? Oh. Let's not forget about the punch bonus.
You've got me there. You've got me there.
Wow.
I forgot you had that noisemaker, and I thought it was from the car chase.
Boom.
Now,
I have to ask you, Bailey. Adventures of Yogi Bear. Why do you keep bringing games by Game Tech?
I didn't think it was. It's, what? It's not by Game Tech.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, Game Tech. This? Publishers, Game
published,
Tech.
Published.
Are you...
Really?
Yeah, if Hunter is contractually obligated to bring Castlevania and or Castlevania ripoffs, are you contractually obligated to somehow, you know, sock piano in a game that is somehow related to a board game and or TV show game publisher?
Where are you getting your information?
Game Tech. Yes.
I think...
Wheel of Fortune, Hollywood Squares, Jeopardy.
Nuh-uh. It's published. It's totally published by Cybersoft. They're not associated with any of that.
And Game Tech.
Developed by Blue Turtle. Published by
Cybersoft, Game Tech, Empire Interactive.
Empire Interactive's only mentioned in the game. They didn't actually have anything to do with it.
Holy cow, there was a Super Password game?
What?
Super Password. Game Tech also made Harlem Globetrotters, which I brought one week, and has nothing to do with board games.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to that?
It's slightly related, if only by publisher.
Okay, look. Some of the background art in Adventures of Yogi Bear is lazy. It's a great example of not great background visuals. Like, some of the parallax layering is nice, but sometimes it's just, like, bland one-color non-textures with a few stamps of pixel art. There is a level where you can surf on beavers.
That's just cruel.
You're...
Did you know the beaver is the national animal of Canada?
Yeah. You jump on the beaver.
Good choice.
At the surface of the water, and then you, like, surf across.
We killed a bunch of them. So we made it our national animal.
Wow.
Hey, those pelts were valuable.
They
back
were.
Back in the day. Very valuable. Yeah, you can surf on beavers in my game, so whatever. Nice.
You could probably shoot a beaver with a Tommy gun if it was in the background of my game.
But only if it was in the background.
Yeah, that's the only time you can use the Tommy gun.
My game has backgrounds, too.
Jason's doesn't. He does Jason's not have backgrounds game. In his game.
Mine has a field.
No backgrounds.
No, mine green. Your game has green.
Yeah. You don't like green? It's
my favorite color.
Yeah, it's Bailey's favorite color.
Ring a hat.
Green.
RBI Baseball. Jason, quick question.
Yeah.
Normally, in a baseball game, even on the NES, when you hit a home run, there's some kind of really cool animation or cinematic. Your game, you just pop off a few fireworks. What's up with that?
Who doesn't love fireworks?
People with hearing problems?
He can mute it.
Or afraid of sudden noises? People with heart conditions?
Yeah, people with post-traumatic stress
syndrome.
Disorder. Syndrome.
Disorder.
Thank Isn't you. It disorder?
Hate. PTSD. It probably is disorder. They hate fireworks. Hate them.
Your game is
anti-PTSD. You are
it
so...
Is. It's if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, I recommend you don't play this game.
You should stick to my game, Adventures of Yogi Bear. Ultra PTSD friendly.
Yes, yes. Just gratuitous violence is so PTSD.
Hey, it doesn't involve gunfire. That's unlike true. Hunter's game.
So, Jason, you're going to go the way of the Microsoft Xbox One and not include the military.
Anti-military. You ingrateful, freedom-hating commie.
I am wearing a Cuban hat from Cuba.
Wow. It doesn't get much more communist than
no,
that. There's even a big
communist.
Red C.
Communism.
On your hat. That's amazing.
And he's happy about it. He seems pleasantly surprised.
I love communism.
He seems proud of it.
And communism loves you, Jason.
Thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
I'm going to try wearing my hat backwards like Hunter.
Oh, I'm going to turn mine around then.
Now you're wearing it like me.
This hat is actually the hat of my 2001 video game company.
Nice.
It was called Apology Software. It says Apology on the back.
You had a 2001 video game company?
Yeah, back in high school.
That's awesome.
Huh, that is cool.
5-point Red Star. That was it. Nice. I only made like 2 games. QBasic games.
Nice.
Yeah, QBasic.
That's how we roll.
We need to get in that mention every week. QBasic. Gorillas. Playing some banana tossing games. So, RBI Baseball. The sequels had historic teams. Like, you could pick, like, the 1982 whatever, or... But the original didn't. It didn't even have all the Major League Baseball teams. It only had, like, a limited selection.
Yeah.
Lame.
That's better than no selection, like all the other baseball games before it.
That's not true
at all.
Lots of selections, yeah. I think, like, half the NES baseball games, you could pick individual players for your team.
Trade out pitchers, change the batting order. You know, play baseball. How baseball?
Yeah, in RBI baseball, you can't change the batting order. Most other baseball games, you can. Well, Jason, your game is stupid.
Your game's dumb.
In a genre, no, it's not. My game's great. Shut
Yogi
up.
Sucks.
Comes on that dinky little black tinging cartridge. What's that about? Not cool enough to get authorization from Nintendo? Come on.
Unlicensed and all that. My game was licensed. Nintendo approved, had the seal of quality on it. Had credibility, my friend. That's
Does Nintendo still do the seal of quality?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They follow the spirit of the seal of quality, if not necessarily the letter of the seal of quality.
Well, they're usually on the name of a product, or of at least a publisher, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's... there's your seal.
A lot of the games suck, though. Still trying to think of bad things to say about RBI baseball.
It's not... It doesn't have Tommy guns.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
And...
Doesn't have any bears in it. Heyo. My game has bears. Or at least one bear.
Yeah.
Well, it's two. Boo Boo.
Yeah, Boo Boo.
That's true. My game has two bears. How many bears does your game have, Hunter?
I'm going to go with probably a lot, but Dick Tracy killed them all in the background with his Tommy gun, so, you know.
Wow.
Okay, so theoretically, there used to be.
Yeah. Yes.
There Jason, were bears.
Jason, your best counter-argument right now would be to say Eric Bailey, Bears games was last week. This week it's hat games.
No, no, I'm going to
say... My game has the most hats. That's what you should say.
No, it does have the most hats, but I'm going to say that these ballparks are geographically close to areas with bears.
That's a stretch, my friend.
Well, I'm going with...
And another thing to remember that the RBI baseball was less expensive when it came out onto the market because it was an unlicensed game. So that's one of the things that they did to try to grab... people's eyeballs, because there was other baseball games out, so it was like $10 less or $15 less.
That's awesome.
So,
grabbing people's eyeballs.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Eric Hunter.
Just a little piece of history for you. Because it was the same scenario with me and my family, because it was like, oh, I want this baseball game, which is probably MLB, you know, whatever, and it was $49.99, and right next to it was RBI Baseball. And it was like $39.99, and my mom's like, grabbed that one and went, and I was still confused about the overweight baseball players, but, you know, it's it's whatever. They're all Babe Ruth.
You just play as Babe Ruth.
On every team in every city.
They've cloned him.
Every position. We like clones.
Yeah, send in the clones.
See, but I feel like... In your game, Jason, the hats aren't important.
They are. They keep the sun out of their eyes.
It's part of the iconic appearance of a famous protagonist, Yogi Bear. In Hunter's game, Dick Tracy also. There's a legacy there with the yellow hat. Your game is just basic. Who cares?
It's for safety.
Caps?
Who cares about safety?
Yeah, lame. It's video games, not Safetyville.
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah. Silly. That's silly, Jason.
That's just silly.
Dick Tracy. Dumb game.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy games do not have a good legacy. Just
no.
Throw that out there.
Dick Tracy doesn't have a great legacy.
True. His comics are lame.
Really? You didn't like the
I
comics?
I still run them in my Sunday paper. Yeah, they're kind of... Yeah. Nothing ever happens.
I had a Dick Tracy movie adaptation comic. Where it's just the movie in comic form.
Probably the best comic they ever made.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was neat. I thought he was an interesting film noir kind of character. And I thought the villains were very specific in their attributes that a lot of comics weren't doing at the time. You know, it was
Yeah.
One superhero versus another superhero, and
are one dimensional.
I like the movie.
Well, the whole world's one dimensional. Like, it just builds on itself. That was the point. At least I think, anyway. I mean, Dick Tracy's one dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah. Your character lacks depth.
But in
my character's full of it.
But the world that he lives in is one-dimensional.
Killing the forest animals? What's his motivation? That's a deep
picnic
character.
Baskets. That is
only... See that?
But you're not collecting them in this game.
You're smashing them.
You jump on them and then collect them.
Yeah. No, you're collecting
that's not
clocks.
How you guys collect picnic baskets?
You are collecting clocks. That's what you are collecting.
You don't jump on your picnic basket?
Jason, do you remember clocks from the Yogi Bear cartoon? Him and Boo Boo running around grabbing clocks. You remember that?
No.
Hilarity ensued. Hilarity ensued.
Remember when they stomped on all the animals in the forest? All of them. Slaughtered them all.
Carnage everywhere.
The carnage.
I remember Dick Tracy shooting people.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I do.
So that
step on them.
Crossed okay in the video game world. I don't.
Yeah, and Jason, you're hitting people with a bat. I mean, we picked some violent games.
We did.
We did. Yeah. I mean, baseball bat, that's vicious.
Yeah. I will say,
right.
Especially
Yogi
at a fat
Bear
camp.
Is the worst Hanna-Barbera character.
You suck. He is not. You are wrong.
Thank Jabberjaw was pretty
try.
Bad.
There's a lot of better ones.
No, it's not.
Yogi yeah, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who likes camping, right? Go to Yellowstone Park, do some camping. Everyone loves the woods and going outdoors. My game's the best.
Is that your final argument?
Yeah. My final argument is my game promotes the outdoors and camping. And a construction zone, because construction can be great also. Jason, what's your closing argument? Why should anyone vote for RBI Baseball?
You should vote for RBI Baseball, because I said all the player names wrong.
Hunter, why should anyone vote for Dick Tracy on Sega Genesis?
You should vote for Dick Tracy on Sega Genesis, because it is a fun arcade beat-em-up, two planes, new idea in game. Development at the time. It's Dick Tracy. Come on.
Good luck with that. That's the Retro Showdown, folks. Thanks for listening. I want to give a shout out to Retroids.com. Feel free to join us on the discussion forums there for even more interaction. I want to thank our interlude artist this week, Mike Larry Draw. Kind of found me on Twitter, offered to give us a track. I was like, cool, and it's actually pretty good. So that was a good find. My Twitter shout out this week is to Ouya Tech Support. Just those three words put together, at Ouya Tech Support. It's not even the real Tech Support account. It's a parody one. Funny stuff. I enjoy it. Check it out. How about you guys? Any shout-outs this week?
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to Andrew Carrero, just cool. Because I think I'm having dinner with him tomorrow. He's meeting me at work.
Ooh, sexy. Nice. You guys got a date?
Ooh, we do.
A mandate? Is it a bromance?
It is a bromance. And then I'm going to give a shout-out to Norman Caruso. Because he is coming to my city to some type of gaming convention I only found out about today. And he's a special guest there. So I'm going to meet up with him and Andrew and have a beer at the end of July.
Cool.
That's really freaking cool.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know the Twitter handles of those people, Andrew yes. Carrero is Arcade Error Win. Just those three words put together. See if you're smart enough to figure out why. And Gaming Historian is the handle for Norman Caruso. He has a very popular YouTube series under that name. He does retroware TV stuff. So, Hunter, Twitter shoutouts.
My shoutout this week is going to go to Mr. Joe Walker.
Sweet.
Joe Walker, you can find him on Twitter at Space Kappa, KAPPA. He runs the Backlog video game series that's on One More Castle right now. And I believe it's
very
also
good.
On Screw Attack. Or no, it's not on Screw Attack. Where's that then? RetroWare TV? Yes. No? I don't know. Anyway.
Might be. I think it is.
He was listening to our podcast that will be now last week and was unfamiliar with Jerry Glanville's Pigskin Football. So now, if he's able to get a hold of a copy of it, he just may do a video. Fingers crossed.
He better mention you in it, because you are the world's number one Jerry Glanville's Pigskin Football evangelist and player. You're the best player ever on it. So.
It's fun. It's a fun game. But you can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. My indie game review site is I Am Eric M. And I am now officially the Sega Genesis 32X legend. I am now reviewing all of the North American 32X games. You can find
it's a solid
it,
library, honestly.
Yeah, you can find it at 32xlegend.com. By the time this comes out in podcast form, I have just reviewed Virtua Fighter. But I reviewed That's Doom. Awesome. It's not very good.
Does this mean I have to review every PC game?
Yes, Jason. You have to review every PC game.
That would be amazing.
Oh, guys, could
you start working, bitch! Oh,
Jason, do you have any plugs?
You can find me at Jason Lamb on Twitter. God, so many PC games.
You could be the Steam legend. Review every Steam game.
Well, I'm kind of
I
already
think
doing that.
There's over 4,000.
Sort of. You can do it.
All right.
No, we I'm need in. To think of something for Jason. I think we can think
we
of something.
We do. We'll think about it. He could be TurboGrafx legend, honestly.
Yeah,
that
could.
If you want to find me on Twitter, it's Nintendo_legend. I'm at nintendolegend.com. I'm reviewing every American released NES game. Always check out onemorecastle.com too. And I'm excited for Hotline Miami 2. Gonna throw that out there real quick. Really excited for that coming up. So excited. And listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!